This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has signed laws absorbing four Ukrainian regions into Russia, a move that finalizes the annexation carried out in defiance of international law. Earlier this week, both houses of the Russian parliament ratified treaties making the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia regions part of Russia. The formalities followed the Kremlin-orchestrated referendums in the regions that Ukraine and the West have rejected as a sham. Both Russia and Ukraine say they're going to take control of operations at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, with President Putin ordering his government to do so just a short time ago. VOA's Anna Chernikova spoke with Flashpoint Ukraine's Steve Miller to help break down the situation.
What we know is that a couple of days ago, the general director of Zaporizhia nuclear power plant was kidnapped after a day he was released by Russian forces, and Mr. Grossi announced that actually he is back to the Ukrainian-controlled territory, to his family. Also, today we have the official address of the president of Energoatom regarding this situation. He said that for the moment, acting general director of the Zaporizhia power plant would be a new one, and he says that it would be he himself. So Petro Kotin, who is for the moment the president of the Energoatom, he will now be acting general director of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, said he was traveling to Ukraine for talks about the plant. A blast hit a mosque in Afghanistan's capital in the vicinity of the heavily fortified Interior Ministry compound Wednesday. This is VOA News. American actor Alec Baldwin and producers for the Western movie Rust have reached a settlement with the estate of the movie's late cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, Deadline reported Wednesday, citing a statement from Hutchins' husband. The cinematographer was shot dead on set during filming last year. As part of the deal, Hutchins said that he will become executive producer of the movie and it will resume filming in January. Baldwin and others face criminal charges over Hutchins' death, a New Mexico prosecutor said in September. Investigators are trying to determine who handled the pistol Baldwin fired during a rehearsal, killing Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza. U.S. President Joe Biden heads to the U.S. state of Florida today, pledging to put politics aside in the response to Hurricane Ian's devastation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After an aerial tour of damage around Fort Myers, the president will meet with business owners, residents, and leaders, including two of his most prominent GOP critics. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says now is not the time to discuss political differences between the president, Governor Ron DeSantis, and Senator Rick Scott.
We are working as one.
The bipartisan unity message comes with the midterm elections a month away. The president had planned to be in Florida before the storm, partly to rail against what he calls Scott's efforts to hurt Social Security and Medicaid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Florida officials say they're making progress restoring power following Hurricane Ian as search and rescue efforts continue with at least 75 confirmed dead. The AP's Julie Walker begins with a rescue story.
Johnny Lauder had to rescue his 86-year-old wheelchair-bound mother stuck in her flooded Naples home.
Terror and relief at the same time.
Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says the destruction immense. First responders going door-to-door checking for people.
We can rebuild a home. We can get another boat. But when you lose a loved one, there's just no words that can describe how we feel for that family.
Animals also being rescued, including 275 parrots from a Pine Island sanctuary. Owner Will Paratino says if you're an animal lover, you don't think about yourself first.
Just protecting the animals.
And they all rode out the hurricane together.
Well, they're a family.
I'm Julie Walker.
A Japanese health ministry panel on Wednesday recommended approving Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 6 months. Japan, in January, expanded use of the vaccine to those as young as 5 years old. Last month, health authorities started to dispense Pfizer and Moderna booster shots that target the Omicron variant of the virus. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.